Welcome to Christ Today. Heavenly Father, thank you for the blessings that we have today and every day. Lord, guide us and direct us in your will. And thank you for salvation. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5:17. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. There is a question about what it means to be born again. And I think that is a reasonable description of what it means to be born again. Old things have passed away, and then you put on a new, let's call it a body, because it's a new covering. I know there's a part of the Bible that refers to it as another tent. You put on a covering like that. So you want to become a new person? It takes a little doing. It's not the easiest thing. You have to change your old habits and become a new godly person. God will help you with it. There's no doubt about it. You just say, this is what I want to do. I want to belong to you, Lord. And God helps you. I remember the time, 20 plus years ago now, and I was personally questioning God and about all these things. What did I do? I didn't know how to pray. Oh, it might have been 30 years ago, but it was 20-something. And I prayed, God, I don't know if you're real or not, but if you are, show me. And God showed me. Now, it took a few years, and it took some study on my part, and I learned a lot. I studied a lot. And I found out God is very real. God answers prayer, and he loves us. So he gives us Jesus Christ, through whom which we are saved, and it's just a great, big, incredible experience to feel the love of God as we submit to his will. Amazing. So we invite God into our life one way or another. We become a follower of Jesus Christ, and we learn more and more as we go along. But God answers your prayer and puts things in a way that you will understand. It is a personal message to you, and you understand what it is that he is communicating to you as he draws you closer to Jesus. And we give thanks to Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. So, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, just say that little prayer. Say a little prayer, like I did that almost 30 years ago. And God will answer that prayer. And it might not be the way you expect, but God answers prayer. And we say, yes, Lord. Well, in the last 5 years, I have certainly learned more and more, and I have felt the answers to prayer. Things that have related to what I've prayed about, and then there it is. The prayer is answered, and that happens to many people. They have a prayer that is answered, and it's a little bit unexpected the way it gets answered, but prayers are answered. So, speak to God, Jesus, and let him speak to you. Listen, and be ready to hear God, Jesus Christ. It's awesome. It's a huge experience. God has a perfect plan for you and for me. God has a perfect plan for every one of us, and He knows when we have seen trouble, and He knows how to help us relate to what has gone on. Our merciful God loves us so very much. And then we listen to God, and we also have an understanding of staying safe. This is something that is talked about in different places. We see danger coming, and we get out of the way. So, this is a part of also our prayer life. We pray, and we have spiritual preparedness, and we have physical preparedness. When I think about the people who I've known who have been Christian or not Christian, and when you see them getting weaker and weaker, and you just have the idea that the end of their life is coming, they can still have the joy of God, the joy of the Lord, even in their fading hours where death is approaching. And they're just fine, because they know they will be with Jesus soon. So that's something we know because we've seen it. We know it because we have felt it. And we know that God loves us perfectly. It's awesome. So that's something that we see when we go through life, and we see life and death and the experience of life all around us. We know that there will be an eternity, and we know that we want to be spiritually prepared, yes, to meet Jesus, and we know that we want to be physically prepared because we live on earth, and earth is a physical experience. And we all know, because we have seen hard things in life, and there have been accidents, and there has been pain, and there has been death. And all these things come to people, and we get to witness them. And we know that the people who have a relation with God Jesus, they get through all these difficulties with a joy in their heart, because they know they are loved and they know that they are going to spend eternity with Jesus. So it's available to each one of us. Each one of us can feel that love. Have you said the words, "Lord, I accept you as my Lord and Savior"? Or how about, "God, I don't know if you're real, but if you are, come into my life and show me"? It's something that everyone does in a little different way. And God knows, and He answers your request. Be genuine and very truthful about it. God answers prayer. God answers that prayer. That's what I have been told over and over, and I've seen it in my own life. So that's why I say it. Even though I cannot say it for you, I know the experience, and I want to tell you that you can have it too. It's wonderful. Because soon enough, we learn things about life that are important, and we learn the good news of the gospel, how Jesus will forgive your sin when you repent and confess it. It's awesome that we have Jesus. It's awesome that we have God. We have the Holy Spirit. And we have the Bible. It's awesome. The Bible is an awesome truth. And I want to thank the Lord Jesus Christ for giving us the Bible. So here we are at the start of another year. We have the opportunity to make it be the best time in our life. And that is with Jesus Christ. That is knowing Him. That is knowing Scripture, the Bible. So take a step towards the best life that you can have with God Jesus Christ. Read that Bible. Read the New Testament. It's not that long, and we get to know God, Jesus. It's a wonderful thing. Reread it. Or read the whole Bible. There's themes that go through the whole Bible that repeat, and it's a wonderful experience. It makes your life full as you relate the Bible experience to our own life that we see or that we live. It's wonderful. And be prepared to leave some of your old thoughts behind and some of your old habits behind and be born again as you live a holy life devoted to God. And of course, we still live on earth. We still have an earthly experience, but God takes a new position in life, and it's wonderful. Well, you might have an old habit that comes into your thought from time to time, and you get to say, Lord, I just want you. Take that habit away from me. And God willing, he will find a way to do it. I remember singing a song to myself about a habit that I had that I wanted to give up. And it was like, no, no, no. Not one more time. Oh, no. And that's what I sang to myself for some months because I had a habit I wanted to give up. You can do that too. Just keep God in the prayer and let him work in your life with great, wonderful results. Well, I was just talking about a born-again experience, and it reminds me of 2 Corinthians 5:17. And it goes, all things have become new. And that's a part of what being born again is. You have a full life experience as you accept Jesus Christ into your life. And you feel his love and joy, the joy of others, the love of others. And it's an amazing, wonderful thing. And I surely urge you to review, to do again your commitment to God, Jesus Christ. Now, some people are able to change, or maybe it's God in them that is changing them. And they do it in one day. They just wake up. Their smoking habit is gone. Or it might be that your smoking habit will take months to stop. But it will go away. And if it takes months, if it takes months, you know that you never want to do it again. And you get so tired of having that habit that you want to say no to that you really do say no to that habit. And you thank God for the goodness that he has put into your life so that you're able to live for God and take more and more of Jesus into your heart, your mind, and your life as we step towards God's goodness and glory. And amen. Well, here we are, still in this world, a physical world where we have physical concerns all around us. And what do you think we should do about those physical concerns? Well, it depends on what they are, but you want to look at them in a biblical light to see that you are approaching it in a way that biblical truth tells you to approach it. As we love other people and we go about the things that we need in life. I'm sure you know what you need. It might be gas and groceries, or it might be people relation, or it might be an economic and a political issue that is in your life, or there might be a bondage to something. These are all concerns, every one of them, and God will deal with them. As I've heard people say, give that to God. Let him take control of your habit or your concern. And that's something, when we do that, we allow it to leave according to God's will. Now, the Bible has plenty of examples of how God wants us to be free. And you probably know what it means to be free. But you also probably know what it's like to be attached to something. You could even call it addicted to something. Lots of people have had that happen, and they find that Jesus will replace whatever that craving is and turn it into a good and healthy thing. So we want to be slaves. Well, that means obedient to God through Jesus Christ. Now, I think of Ephesians 6:6, where it says, "Slaves, be obedient to your masters." And are we slaves for Jesus Christ? Yeah, because we want to be obedient to our master, Jesus. So that's what we do. And there, that Ephesians 6:6, it reminds us of what the relationships are like. And yes, be a servant, be obedient to God, Jesus, instead of to the ways of this world and the habits that are in it. Now, there are systems that we can get to be a part of, and it's usually not good when we get to be a part of an earthly system. What is it? It's always different, and the devil seems to know exactly what we are going to look for and be attached to. Are we going to be attached to, I don't know, looking at the opposite sex? Are we going to be attached to a drug or a weed or a tobacco plant? There are all sorts of things that we get attached to. And it's not what we want, because if we are free, then we are free indeed through Jesus Christ. So here we are again, looking at what is freedom in this new year. Here we have things going on that we want to be free. Indeed we do. And it works best if we are free in Christ Jesus. And then we are free indeed. Now, there's lots of things in this world that we find attractive. A lot of the things in this world seem to be glittering. They get our attention so strongly. And we know that glitter is not always a good thing. And we want to instead look at what is pure, what is holy and clean. And that is the things of God. So let's take those steps. Now, maybe you cannot change instantly. There are some people who can and who have, and they really and truly make a change instantly. But maybe it's the way you are that you will have to change over a little bit of time and refuse the call on your body and spirit to do something which you would be better off to give up. So see what you can do with God, Jesus Christ. Submit to Him. Say, "Yes, Lord," and let that happen. Now, there are not just habits that we are attached to. Some of us are attached to money or gossip or anything. There are all sorts of things. So somehow we have to be able to give up what it is that has an appeal to us. Some of it might be the opposite sex. Some of it might be riches. And maybe we have to give up our cell phone. I don't know, but we all make choices, and we all do things that bring us closer to God Jesus or further from God Jesus. So make your decisions, and then commit to God, Jesus, and ask for help as you overcome whatever it is that you are faced with. Distractions are all over life, and we have them. And the devil knows, because he's watching, or his demons are watching us, and they see our attention go towards this or towards that. And those little demons know the relation we have had with people in the past. It might be one of your family members who you long to see again. And then the devil can mimic that person and make you think that they are talking to you, even if they're dead. It's not true that they're talking to you, but the devil has seen, or his demons have seen, this or that, and they know how to make it seem pleasing to you. So give up what you need to give up and seek Christ and follow him and avoid the distractions in life that will cause you trouble. There's all sorts of reasons that we have that we can, well, we can use them to avoid trouble and so that we have no turmoil in life. But maybe your nation is having turmoil, and so that turmoil affects you personally. Or maybe it's another person in your life that's having turmoil. Or maybe there's a war that is going on that causes turmoil. And now God is in charge of all of it. And it's not that he says, okay, I'll give you what you're missing, because that might not be the answer. Maybe the answer is you learning how to deal with the turmoil in your life so that you don't get so very affected by what you are craving and think you need, whether it's peace or a certain relation or anything. Well, we have gone through life and have learned to trust God, and that's what I would say. Trust God and let him fix the problems in your life in a way that he understands. And you might not understand it yet, but given time, we do understand. And we do have things that go on. We have things that we want to see. And we see things that we think are going to please us, and it's not the long-term answer. So by all means, look and see what is going on around you. It might be with the government. It might be with something that you have experienced. It might be with other people that you don't even know coming to inspect who knows what. Everything comes up as a question, and it is either to distract you, or it is to help you. So look at the people that are going on around you and see what is actually happening. Understand that things change, and when you accept Jesus, he helps things to change in a good and godly way. Even the things that are tragic. Why, I know I have looked at things and said, oh, why did that happen? Why was my place destroyed by fire? Why did something get lost? Why? Well, it's all a part of, you can turn things into good things as you see that there is something good to be found in it. So that is a part of what we do too, is we deal with understanding and the goodness of God, and with preparations too. There are things that we prepare for, and they help us. Water, food, and warmth. And there can be all sorts of things beyond that too. For instance, garden seeds. Garden seeds are a good thing to have for your emergency preparations. Do you have gardening tools so that you can till your garden or turn the soil over? All these things are good. And I remember once sitting outside at the garden with my wife, and we watched I forgot what kind of a plant. I think they were beans. And we were just sitting there, and we noticed there was a little movement. And pretty soon, our bean plants started disappearing right into the earth. It was a mole. There was a mole that had dug right in the garden and was eating our bean plants. So we learn a lot of things as we learn what to do, and or for instance, how to garden, or how to take care of our car, or how to have a relationship that is pleasing to people. But there are things we learn, and that's the thing about, I've heard people say, we should all be prepared with something or another. And you just kind of forget. It takes time to learn a new skill, whether it's gardening or automotive repair or relationship things or cooking. All these things take time and attention to learn how to do whatever it is you need to do. You need to get through a situation, because we all have losses in our life, and we all have to learn how to deal with the things. You know, perhaps there are people that haven't had a big loss, but among the people I know, everybody has had a big loss. And sometimes it's just tragic, but we get past them and we go on and live life. We love people still. We love God still, and we do the best we know how. So there are things that go on. I just thought of Thanksgiving. Oh, Thanksgiving. Well, that reminds me of there being something like 10 million birds. They were turkeys and chickens that had to have been destroyed because of bird flu. And it's something which we are seeing the destruction of our food resources going on right in front of us. And I'm thinking now, right after Christmas of 2023, California required the destruction of 700,000 laying chickens. So, I mean, you can think about having turkeys and chickens and destroying them, but those are usually little chicks because they found something like bird flu in them. But when you are destroying 700,000 laying hens, well, if you get new chickens, they are not going to lay their eggs for 6 months. And so that's something which we very well may be seeing shortages, and I'm sure they have good reason for not turning them into meat, but I don't know what it is. All I know is I have seen the destruction, the slaughter of millions of birds, like I said, chickens and turkeys, right before Thanksgiving, and now the laying hens, and there have been the destruction of the food processing facilities in America. Oh, but also in the world, yes, in Europe, yes, in Russia. Those things are going on there too. And I just have to wonder about the Bible talking about what's coming. And one of the things that the Bible says is coming is famine. And we get to try to figure out what we can do to make it so that we live through a time of famine. I think one of the things that we do is we pray to and worship God the Father through Jesus Christ and with the Holy Spirit. You see, I'm thinking of Ezekiel 14:13, where it talks about famine coming upon a land, or a country that has persistent unfaithfulness. And when you look at the United States of America, do you think of persistent unfaithfulness? Well, we might want to get some long-term food and supplies for just in case we have a struggle going on. And there are things that are going on all over the world that could indicate trouble. Speaking of all over the world, the world just reached a population level of 8 billion people. Now, there's plenty of people who say, the earth cannot support so many people. Well, it is, and it's going to be interesting to see what really does happen. I know there are people who are saying that there's going to be a great big population reduction. And yeah, that's in Revelation. Is it chapter 9? Yeah, it's chapter 9, where one third of the world's population dies. But there are other things that go on that say similar things. One of them is a website called Deagle.com that has an examination of military things and population things. And it says the difference between 2017 and 2025 of the United States population is the population going from, oh, around numbers, 300 million to 100 million. And we just can't understand how that can be. But I just mentioned Revelation chapter 9, where one-third of the people of earth perish. It's just something. And yeah, I'll just say this one too. Maybe you've heard of the Dead Sea Scrolls. And one of those Dead Sea Scrolls, I think it's 52 or 53, talks about how, well, it doesn't say 2025, of course, but it identifies a specific Jubilee year that equates to 2025. And it discusses that year as being the beginning of the last generation. So, indicators, not proof, not something that we can understand, but we understand that there is something going on here. And so what do you think you should do to help you and your loved ones in case something really is going to happen? Sure, we wonder about it, but wondering about it and keeping track of it is not the same is taking any steps that you would need to take to protect yourself from a certain, well, natural disaster, tragedy, biblical event. You call it what you like, but there are reasons to say that it might happen. Lots of things might happen, and we get the indicators to say, look out, it could come your way. I know there was the vaccine developer, Gert van den Bosch, who, well, he's always believed in vaccines. He's developed vaccines for companies all over the world, well, in the major countries of the world, and he has developed vaccines for, well, again, all the populations. And back when COVID was getting a lot of press, he advised not to taking the vaccine because it was taken during the pandemic instead of before the pandemic, when it would have done the good that it would do. So there are lots of questions going on, and I think it's very interesting that a man who developed and believes in vaccines said, don't take that one. Oh, but you look it up. Look it up to make sure I'm telling you the way it is, because everybody makes little mistakes or big mistakes, and see who he is and see what he said in the last few years. And so he says there's a new variant of COVID coming around, and we should be aware of it. He didn't say we should take the vaccine or not. He just said it was coming around. Well, I think a vaccine developer would have some information, a little bit more than a doctor would have. So, yeah, you evaluate it. You see what you see. But there are things that are going on with the general population that show the trouble could be coming. And now you get to figure out what you ought to do. And really, that's something that everybody has a different opinion. I know I have trusted people who seem to have the information, like doctors, and I have regretted that I listened to them because other people had more and better information. So you study it out and you see what you think, but that was my experience. You have to be comfortable with your experience and to seek understanding and understanding. So the world has lots of things going on all over the place. Who are you going to believe? And what are you going to do if you get hungry? Now, I know that there are predictions for famine, yes, in the Bible, and yes, by worldly people too. And I know that in the past, people have eaten whatever leather they had, even their boots, they boil it up and they eat it because they need something for their food, for their stomach. They eat pine needles even and little plants. Yeah, just because they are so hungry, they have to eat something. So I say get some food, because not everybody is going to be able to provide hungry people with food. I mean, we think of the government, and we think of the church, and we think of the Red Cross. Well, all these people want to help, but none of them have a store of goods for you and me to eat. So I say, get your own supply of goods, of food, even of a water filter. All these things would help you to survive if you need that kind of help, if you have that kind of need. If your children are crying for food, you will wish you had a few grains so that you could boil them up and make them soft and give them food. So we all make our decisions, and we all get the consequences of whatever those decisions are. And sure, we have a rich economy right now, and we can get things like MREs or packages of everything. Rice, vegetables, meat. It's all available. Some of it is costing more than we want to pay. But we can buy these things, just like we can buy the United Nations food packages. I think those are a meal in a little bag. My recollection is they cost $5 each. But the thing is, I'm just trying to say, you can get food now. So maybe it is the time to get some of that basic long-term food. If the day comes when people are hungry and there is no food, you will be hungry for everything. Like I said, the people in the past have eaten the leather of their boots just to have something in their stomach. They've eaten pine needles. The point is you can do something today to have a supply of food and to help make it last, maybe with, well, there's different methods. I'll just let you look that into that yourself. But please, if if you can see that this is a possibility that you would want to get through in life, take a few steps and get prepared for some kind of a upset in our life, in our society, because it sure looks like it's coming to me. Now, you're a reasonable person, and you will be able to see for yourself if it is something you should be concerned about. But I urge you to look, and then you decide what to do, what you should do for this brand new year. What do you see that has changed? Has there been a new turmoil in the world? Oh, yeah, there have been several of them from a year ago. And what could change in our world? Everything. Well, let's just say hunger, pestilence, and war could change. But there's more than that when we realize our relation with God, Jesus, and what could happen there. Why, there's plenty of practical things that could change, too. Our supplies could change. Our digital currency could happen. There's already people who want to say, get rid of our money, and let's just have our digital currency on a card. I don't know if you remember this, but there were the Uyghurs in China. And they are a specific religious group of people. They're Muslim. And the Chinese government decided that they wanted all of the people in China to be Chinese. So the Uyghurs didn't like that. And they, you could say, protested. But they also blew things up. They made bombs and blew up Chinese official things. And the Chinese said, okay, I see you Uyghurs are using sugar to make bombs. And so they made it so that anybody who bought sugar could only buy a few ounces. And anybody who bought sugar had to put their name down on the government list with their government ID and say, I bought sugar. And the amount was listed. That was quite a traumatic thing for that society. And that also meant that all of the bakeries went out of business because they needed sugar to bake their goods. And it was not available. So all the bakeries and other kind of places, they went out of business. What could happen in this country? I'm not sure. But I know that there are things that could go on. And I think of the prophetic people who have, for instance, they have talked about if America agrees to split Israel, America will be split. Well, that's going on right now. Can you see what America is doing? They are supporting a two-state solution to divide Israel. And what if America were split by a giant earthquake or by the Great Lakes breaking and going down the Mississippi River to the Gulf of Mexico? All that water would take out bridges, would take out highways, would take out electric lines and water lines and gas lines. Well, can I say it's going to happen? Of course I can't. But I can say that there have been prophetic people who've talked about this for 20 and 30 years as something that if America does this, then America will be split. And look, it's going on right in front of our eyes. Could it be true? Well, yeah, it could be true. Could it be not so true? Well, sure it could. Will America repent and say, okay, we're not going to require Israel to be divided into two-state solution? Could happen. But look at the history, and you can see that we are searching for understanding of what just might go on. I listen to the people who are, well, they're, let's say, a prophetic ministry. I think about Hal Lindsey, and he was talking about how there are mysteries going on right now. He talked about the mysteries of John, or the mysteries that, oh, that's right. He talked about that in Greek, and he found a certain meaning. Well, I don't mean to say that I know or understand. All I mean to say is there are people who say there are mysteries going on, and there are people who are having dreams and visions about what is going to happen in this land if we continue down the path that we are going on. Something we all can look at doesn't mean it is for sure true, but it doesn't mean that it won't happen either. And I think somehow we have to stand for God, Jesus Christ, and not compromise with the Word or the direction that the gospel instructs us to go. Don't compromise God's Word. Don't compromise God's rules. And as we go along with what is proposed, we have to remember to stay strong for God as we support whoever it is, the politicians, the pastors. Oh, yeah, I'm thinking of that FBI thing again. And the FBI has said that China has been using artificial intelligence to gather more data than they have ever gathered before on United States citizens. Now, I'm not sure what that means, but I do know what it could mean. And it just means a great big caution, and you have to be aware of what an enemy like China could have in store for the United States, especially with the tens of thousands of military age young men that are coming from China. And of course, China's not the people of China are not rich enough to say, hey, I'm going to go to America. I'll go to South America and then take a train up to the United States border and cross it. No, people in China don't have that kind of money. So you know that there is something going on with CCP, the China's Communist Party, and bringing these people to do whatever they're going to do in the United States of America when they cross the border, legally or illegally. America is having some issues. America just might be in serious trouble. And the things from China are not getting delivered like they used to. We're having shortages of medicines, shortages of car parts, shortages of everything that China has supplied to America. It's going on right now, and that means it's an opportunity for there to be a conflict that will come up. And that's the problem with recognizing the tens of thousands of Chinese young men that are either on the border of the United States in Mexico, or they have already crossed in. And there are Chinese communities in the United States where the men who have crossed the border of the southern United States gather in these communities. And of course, we don't know what for. We don't have our public officials telling us anything, except there is the FBI director saying warning lights are flashing, but we don't exactly know what that means or what lights are flashing, but I think it means something when the director of the FBI tells us that warning lights are flashing because of what China is doing in our country. That means we might have to be prepared for some kind of a domestic trouble and situation. Of course, we can only guess what is going on, but please do look and guess and see what it makes sense for you to do if something or another were to happen. There's actually people that are encouraging, or should I say pushing, or should I say forcing different opinions and different objectives to happen in the United States by foreign people. Sure, there was a movement to have foreign Chinese police stations in the United States of America. That was stopped for a while, but it's gotten a little momentum again. It doesn't mean I know the situation. I don't have personal knowledge. All I know is that there are things that are going on that are really making questionable things that are questionable for the safety and security of the United States of America. We each have the ability to look at the world in a logical way, and really for what it is, we can guess this and we can guess that. And that's a part of all we are able to do. Make a few guesses that make sense. Because we have forces going on. I'm just thinking of, we have a strong military, but I just heard Dick Durbin, the senator, say that we should allow the illegals without a passport. That's who he was referring to. Did he say that exactly? No, but that's who it was every indication that he was addressing, that we should let them into our military as a path to citizenship so that we can fund, populate our military with people. Very interesting. Do I get it? No. Do I want to get it? Yeah, a little bit, even though it concerns me greatly. So all I mean is we have people that appear to be our United States protectors, and they are not acting like protectors. They are acting like they have something they want, and they will give up your freedoms and your money to get it. Maybe it was the billions of dollars that went to foreign aid for various countries. I don't know. You get to look at it, and you get to decide, what do you think you should do to protect your situation in America? Do you think that you really have the right to be a freedom? I'm sorry, to be a Christian. Christians are getting more and more picked on, let's say that word, because of their faith, and they are not willing to compromise. That's been the way every people group has been that have been unwilling to compromise. When you look at the Uyghurs in China, when you look at the... Like the Hindus in India, they're just different groups all over the place that are refusing to compromise, and something happens to them, either intentionally or by mistake. And I can't say that I know the whole story. All I know is there is a general theme that goes on, and we want to make sure that our loyalty is the theme we follow. Loyal to God through Jesus Christ. And a part of that can be the freedom that we desire that is provided by our Bill of Rights and our Constitution. These are all situations that we have to be aware of as to how we deal with our cities. our states, our federal government. How are we going to deal with the troubles that there are in America, especially when we see the bureaucracy is standing for something that we would not stand for? So everybody, continue to pray, continue to do something to promote the good news of the gospel to go around America. And that includes giving aid and money to missionaries, both in the United States and out of the United States. We all have a lifetime to make decisions, but when we're passed out of this life, then we are with Jesus and we are judged. So make sure that you have your eternal destiny settled with God through Jesus Christ. I do have a preparedness paper that you are welcome to. If you write me a letter, I'll send it to you. Please include a stamped self-addressed envelope, and I'll send that back to you. You would send that to John Stephenson, P.O. Box 7222, Chico, California, 95927. You can always listen to any past broadcast by going to www.christtoday.org. And I'm glad for you to listen and appreciate your comments or your anything. Oh, or if there's a donation, that's great too. So God bless you and what you do. There's so many good things in our life, and we have God, Jesus, to have our fellowship with, including the other Christians that we fellowship with. So there's so much in life to enjoy. Enjoy it. Praise God. And be a loving neighbor. In Jesus' name, we pray and amen.